The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed ointment made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held a money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you. You do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. So we're into Monday of Holy Week, the most solemn week in the church's calendar, when we go through the Passion of Jesus. And here at the moment, in California this morning, or where I am, it's a very, very wet morning, and pouring rain is dull and dark, no sun. A dark beginning to the Holy Week. And it's dark this morning because of many, many reasons as we go through the pandemic called the coronavirus. And it's estimated here in this country that it will be one of the worst weeks of the year of this pandemic coronavirus, because so many people are expected to die this week. Strange, isn't it, that it should happen during Holy Week? And in the Gospel this morning, we see something beautiful happening. We see a very loving, caring woman anointing the feet of Jesus, kissing his feet and wiping them with her hair. And we can see the connection between that and what will happen a few days later at the Last Supper, when Jesus washes the feet of his disciples and kissed them. And I wonder how he felt a day later when those same disciples whose feet he had washed left him, forsook him. And especially Judas, having washed the feet of his traitor. And that's why what Jesus went through is called a passion. Because a passion involves two things. It involves physical suffering, physical pain, but it also, often more so, involves mental pain. And I think the pain Jesus must have gone through, that those very people in whom he trusted and placed confidence in were not there at his neediest moment. I'm sure some of you listening to me here this morning, you have been through that, so you know what I'm talking about. One of the most painful things in life is to be betrayed by somebody in whom you place absolute trust. So what we're going through at the moment is in some ways an opportunity of suffering with Jesus this week. Just where we are at the moment, each day this week, try and do a little meditation. Go somewhere quiet in the house or wherever you are and just, okay, Lord, I find what I'm going through difficult at the moment, but I join my sufferings with you this day and I offer them up to you as an act of pure love.